Just as you use Xcode to build iOS apps, you use Visual Studio to build Windows Store apps. Let's take a look at Xcode and Visual Studio together. After you start Xcode, you see the welcome screen, where you can click to create a new project. After you start Visual Studio, click New Project on the start page. In Xcode, to create a new project, pick a project template, set some project options, and a location for your project's files. In Visual Studio, you also pick a project template. For this example, let's choose a Windows Store blank app project that uses C#, then set the project's name and location. Let's take a look at the Xcode and Visual Studio development environments. Both of them have an area for managing project files, user interface design and coding, and controls and their properties. Let's build a simple app that uses the projects we just created. In Xcode, drag a button onto the designer and change the button's text. Do the same for a label, but remove its default text. Then, declare instance variables for the button and label. In Visual Studio, drag a button from the toolbox onto the designer. Name the button and add some text to it. Do the same with the text block. Name it and remove its default text. Visual Studio automatically declares instance variables for your controls. Now, write the code that runs after the button is clicked. In Xcode, declare a method and then implement it. In Visual Studio, click the button, show the list of available events, double-click the event, and write some code. Now it's time to run the app. In Xcode, click Run. In Visual Studio, on the Debug menu, click Start Debugging, or press F5. After the app starts, click the button. For more info, see the documentation, written especially with iOS developers in mind, including how to run Windows and Visual Studio on your Mac. Thanks for watching.